Items up for discussion at this evening's Elliott Lake City Council meeting include an offer to purchase 151 Ontario Avenue, the site of the old mall. How the office of the mayor will be filled. Award of costs in the Sea Pattery versus City of Elliott Lake. The interim sow contract and a $350,000 pump track to be located in Kiwanis Park. The primary method of citizen engagement in Elliott Lake is the public input session. It's a standing item on every council and committee agenda. Elliott Lakers, the citizens, are entitled to bring their comments or concerns about an item on the agenda to the attention of council and the other citizens. Last July, one resident used the public input session to describe how he believes it is designed to work. This council table is curved for a reason. Every one of you, sitting at those tables, has a perfect linear view of this podium. It's probably equal distance, in most places. This podium is the eighth member of council, by design, and it deserves to be recognized as such. So far, during this council's term, there have only been a small number of speakers. This evening's council agenda includes bylaw changes, a cultural spaces grant application, and many other important matters including 7.1 offer to purchase 151 Ontario Avenue, 7.2 filling the vacancy of the office of mayor, 7.3 Sea Pattery v. City of Elliott Lake, integrity commissioner, award of costs, 7.4 interim sow, contract, 16.2 a build agreement with Canadian Ramp Company with respect to building the Elliott Lake pump track. The agenda is here in PDF or here in HTML. Members of the public who may wish to address council for up to 2 minutes must register with the city clerk by 12 noon of the meeting day. The clerk may be reached at 705-848-2287 or nbray at city.elliottlake.on.ca. Council meeting Monday, January 15, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Open to the public. Watch on Eastlink Cable Channel 10 or live stream from the city website here.